For Sfeiras HaOmer. I'll tell you over a beautiful piece of the Midrash. It talks about Abba Yossi of the city of Tzitor. There's a story with Abba Yossi of Tzitor who went to get water. Lishov Mayim Min HaMa'ayan. He went to get water from the spring, local spring near Tzitor. And the Ruach, the spirit, no idea what this means, right? The spirit that dwelled around that water revealed himself to him, the Midrash says, and told him, I want you to know something. You guys have been coming for many years. Your wives come and do the laundry here, and you come here to get water. But I want you to know, and I've never damaged you. I've never done anything to you. I'm a harmless spirit. But I want you to know that now an evil spirit is coming to try to kick me out and take over this space. And he damages people.
And he's saying within him, meaning the spirit within him.
I don't know. This spirit was speaking to Abba Yossi. So Abba Yossi said, what do I do to stop this? Yeah? So he said, I'll tell you. Come out tomorrow morning at sunrise and bring all your friends along with you from the town, everybody that you can, and they should bring implements, metal things to clang against each other. And they should come into the, at sunrise, b'matzmachei deyoma, as the day sprouts. And you'll see suddenly irbuvia in the water. You'll see confusion in the water, like they'll see turmoil. And you should, at that moment... Yes, that's the end of the... That's the medrash. That's where the words didon natzach comes from. But listen to the medrash. Most people do not know this medrash. Fabulous. So it says, listen to the story. The story is, I want you all to say the words didon natzach, which means our side won, when you see the turmoil in the water. When you see a drop, charara didama, when you see a drop of blood in the water, you'll know that someone has won. And then, whatever, either you were successful or you're not. So they came out and they all said, we won. Next morning, and so it happened that the good spirit won. So says the Medrash. Spirits, which were not created with any need, tzrichim siyua, they don't require any assistance. And it helps. Imagine human beings who can do nothing without assistance. Look at the clothes you're wearing. If you're on a desert island, with all the 100 years, you couldn't even build the factory to make one button. You understand? How are we going to get a loaf of bread? It takes the whole world working together to get you that loaf of bread, which you pay for $1.50. Yeah? A glass of milk. Unbelievable how much help we need. My baby was born a couple of years before they can do anything. Right? A goat is born. Oh, it's a little wobbly. 10 minutes later, it's with the herd. Moving along. You understand? Human beings are so necessary to have help and encouragement that by saying, we won, we're on your side, they're so successful. And therefore, the Medrash says, that's what it means. Yishlach ezricha mikodesh. Hashem sends assistance out of holiness or something. That's the Medrash. And it's in the beginning of Parsha Kedoshim, where the Torah tells us to be holy. Now you know something, when you tell people to be holy, it's almost a redundant commandment because everybody thinks they are being holy already. So one guy's out there murdering innocent children in order to become holy. Another guy's fighting those people in order to be holy. So what do you tell me to be holy for? I mean, if I have to keep the Torah, I'll keep the Torah. But what...
I have one explanation for them. You want to be Palestinian with holy, I'll fill you with holes.
You know, it's really something. Like, that may be the only solution, but we have to figure out, what does it mean for us? What are we really supposed to do? How do we be kedoshim? Shneim asar elef zugim talmidim hayelo l'Rabbi Akiva megevet v'yad antif tere. V'kula mesu perek echa. Mi Pesach v'ad atzeres m'nei shalon ha'gu kavod zel. There were 12,000 pairs of students that Rabbi Akiva had. It's a strange way to talk. How many students did he have? 24,000. So what do you tell me there were 12,000 pairs? Is this a math class? Is this a word problem? Tell me there were 24,000 people who died. It was 24,000 mothers who lost their sons, 24,000 wives who lost their husbands. 12,000 pairs?
No, so meaning it's only half of them died and half died.
Kulam mesu b'perek echad.
Kulam
mesu b'perek echad. You know the answer is, m'nei shelo nahagu kavod zelazeh. Kavod is gematria 32. On the 33rd day of the Omer, they stopped dying. Yeah, because they didn't treat each other with kavod. What's kavod? Respect. It means they were supposed to be pairs. People need siyua, they need assistance. You cannot become great on your own. It wasn't 24,000 people who died, it was 12,000 pairs who died. They died because they didn't work as pairs. They didn't work with each other, they didn't respect each other. Each person needs to understand that the other person comes with something to the table. Kedoshim tihiyu, be holy. So says the Medrash, you want to know how to be holy? Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. You know what God does the whole day? He helps people. He sends you help, Mikodesh. out of holiness. The definition of being holy is to help other people, to truly help other people. Now, when you discover that the best way to help people can sometimes be to sit in a cave and study Torah, sometimes that's what the world needs. Sometimes helping people means to stop studying Torah and to save the life of the person who's drowning. But to truly be focused on something larger than yourself is the definition of holiness. So when Hillel was asked, what's the whole entire Torah? He says, if you don't like it done to you, don't do it to others. That's the whole Torah. If you want to get to the nutshell, like you want to get crack open that shell and find out inside the klipa, what's the Torah? It's think about other people and other things and stop being a small, self-centered human being. Therefore, when the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, they were ke'ish echad b'lev echad. They were not self-centered at all. They were one big unit. If you want to get to the giving of the Torah, they were b'lev echad. The only way that could be a lev tov, the Rambam Ifano, says that's what Sfiras HaOmer is. It's lev and tov. Tov is 17 and lev is 32. The first 32 days and then there's 17 more days, so you get to 49. And that's Lag BaOmer, the beginning of the tov. Lev and tov. In other words, the purpose of the Omer, the purpose is to get us to a place where we can feel more unified together and more focused on loving other people and living for something larger than our small little selves. And when we can learn to do that, then we get the rest of the Torah is just commentary on how to do that. This is why believing in Mashiach is one of the 13 principles of faith, that you're not Jewish if you don't have it. Because if you don't have a dream that the world will be perfect one day, if you don't have a dream that everything's going to be okay, and we're building a perfect world with our actions, then you're missing the whole thing. Because the entirety, there's not one thing in Torah that you and I are supposed to do that doesn't make every single other person in the world's life better when you do it. Spiritually, emotionally, physically. The contribution of a person sitting behind closed doors who has a temper problem and controls his temper and shuts his mouth when he wants to scream. Tole Eretz al Blima. The Gemara says Hashem keeps the entire world alive for a person who's bolem et piv bishat meriva, a person who can shut his mouth when he's in an argument. The achievement that everyone else in the world there is getting, that person who's cursing him out and he's not responding, is living that moment in the merit of the person who's not responding.
Because that's the skafi, which is like his hapa, meaning to subdue darkness and to make light.
Yes. Beautiful. Right. No, it's beferish. Yeah, the Sefer Chassidus are packed with this idea. Yeah. So therefore, that, that's the conclusion. That's all we have to say. That in the times of the Omer, in this time of year, the holiness that we're striving for is a tremendous sense of I'm living for something bigger than myself. I'm living for other people. The students of Rabbi Akiva were so adept at fulfilling and understanding the Torah, but if they didn't understand that you have to respect somebody else as part of the same package, then every one of them had to die off. Because it would be nothing. We'd have no religion left at the end of the day, even though we'd have a lot of learned people. That's what we have to share. It's a very upbeat and encouraging message. Help someone else. Do one more thing. That's a very, very holy attitude.